Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Russ, I got a quick question for you. Lamar Jackson's throwing out the first pitch Wednesday at the Oriole National game. If he overthrows the catcher, do we make a big deal about it?
Somebody will. You know somebody will. Of course.
Absolutely.
That's the kind of age we live in and stuff like that. I'm sure, listen, if by chance he drops the ball before he even throws it, someone will make a big deal out of that too.
See, he hasn't worked on ball security in the offseason. Oh, my God.
Yes. It's like somebody, there was a certain radio host that a couple of days ago who was like kind of on Patrick Mahomes' case for throwing a ball out of Arrowhead Stadium because he should have been working on beating Tom Brady.
Oh, God. Oh, man. I love those hot takes, Russell. They're just they're there, my friend.
Well, I say all the time, if I wanted a hot take, I would just get out my, blow dryer and just, full force.
Russell Baxter, hanging out with ProFootballGuru.com. Terry Ford on the Fan. Russell, you have some interesting little post you put up on Twitter. Basically, what coaches on the hot seat the most in 2019 coming up? And it's interesting that, it was Mike Tomlin, Mike Zimmer, Dan Quinn, and far and away, Bill O'Brien was first, then Tomlin, then Zimmer, then Quinn. Do you agree that O'Brien is on a hot seat?
Yeah, I think to a degree he is because, the Texans, listen, it's very, you think about, he's actually had a pretty good run with his team. Okay, he's had one losing season, the 4-12 disaster from a year ago. He's had four winning seasons, three division titles. But I think there's a perception of Bill O'Brien being like the be-all, end-all with the team. There's no general manager right now. He has been often criticized for the play calling. The up and down nature of the offensive coordinator position there and so on. So I think he's gotten a little bit of a conservative knock. I don't think there's any question about that. And this is a franchise. Now, listen, I know they haven't been around that long, Terry, but, they've yet to get to the AFC championship game. It's funny, even predating O'Brien, think about this. They've won five division titles since 2011. There are some teams, in the league since the, since realignment that haven't been able to do that. Okay. So there's an air of success there, but I don't disagree. He would certainly be on the hot seat because I think the perception is it's kind of, and whether it's fair or not, Terry, it's his way or the highway. And unless the team takes another step, let's be honest, by the end of last year, and listen, they were the sixth team in NFL history to overcome an 0-3 start to reach the playoffs. I think only the second one actually wound up winning a division and so on. But it ended with a thud. And listen, if you didn't watch the NFL religiously, who would you thought actually won the AFC South by the end of the year?
Right.
The Texans or the Colts?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, listen. It's funny, the Texans' first win of the year was at Indianapolis in that wild overtime game.
Right.
They reeled off nine in a row. They got their streak ended by the Colts in Houston. They hosted the wild card game, and they, even though it was just 21-7, they were thoroughly dominated in that game.
Absolutely. Russell, do you think part of the Bill O'Brien stuff you're talking about, the hot seat, and you kind of touch on it a little bit, that he made a power play to basically take over the organization and get rid of the GM and kind of make himself a de facto, guy in charge of everything? Fair or not, that's kind of the perception that has been thrown out. Do you think that plays into this too?
I don't think there's any question about it. Sadly as it can be, the one game that most people love to play is the blame game.
Yes.
So if something goes wrong, it usually has to be one person's fault. Okay. Now, if you put yourself in a position, Terry, when you're the as being the only one person, I think that makes you even more of a target.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I agree with you. Russell Baxter hanging out with us, ProFootballGuru.com.
Oh, they don't have a GM. Let's blame the head. I mean, but I don't have to tell you that. That's just kind of how it is. It's got to be somebody's fault. So let's get the guy who is, you know, the milkman, the postman, the fireman. I think you know my point.
Absolutely. Hey, Russell, as we look going into this season, and there's obviously a turnover in head coaches. It happens every year. Now we get four, five, six new ones, whatever the case. Which one, which hire made you scratch your head the most and saying, why?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. I love the Bruce Arians hire in Tampa. I think Vic Fangio was certainly overdue. I think a little bit of a head scratcher was Adam Gase. But I think he also struggled at times with the Dolphins complete picture wise. Okay. And listen, I know Ryan Tannehill being hurt certainly put a damper into things. You remember they were 1-4 his first year, and he rallied them. They wound up making the playoffs and so on. But, you know, I look at them last year, 3-0, Terry, and, you know, they wound up 7-9, and a lot of those nine losses were, I mean, I'm not going to say it's all because of Tannehill being hurt. I mean, Brock Osweiler was in there and, you know, upset the Bears one afternoon. But when you're non-competitive and they were in a bunch of those games, you know, and what happens if they don't win the fluky game against against New England?
Yeah.
I mean, they're looking at a 6-10 year. That's what I look at. I look at, listen, there are times where you are devoid of talent and you play very hard. I'm not saying he didn't get the team to play very hard, but I remember the Minnesota game late in the year. I mean, they were never in it. There were games last year where the Dolphins were never in it. And now, listen, I understand the familiarity of him with the AFC East. I understand the familiarity of the fact that he's the head coach who actually beat New England and Miami the last 2 years. But he's inheriting a team that hasn't been to the playoffs since 2010.
Russell Baxter hanging out with us, ProFootballGuru.com, at Bax Football Guru, talking some NFL here on The Fan with Terry Ford. All right, so Alex Smith, I saw that today, you know, the brace is coming off. He's going to start working back, and God love him. I hope he comes back, and if that's what he wants to do and resume his NFL career, works out, obviously, after going through the gruesome injury. But, you know, it's if you're the Redskins, yeah, go get him, but we got to move on without you. They draft Haskins. They have kind of a full quarterback room already with Case Keenum, Colt McCoy. And so I guess the bigger picture here, obviously, if Alex Smith does eventually come back, rehab, and can play in the NFL, it's not going to be with the Redskins, Russell, right?
Oh, obviously. You don't use the 15th overall pick in the draft and make a trade for a quarterback as they did in Case Keenum as an insurance policy. Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously hoping that Alex Smith comes back. I think a lot of people are. I think, you know, it's funny. How many years, Terry, did we hear, Aaron Rodgers went later in the first round, Alex Smith went first, he's such a, you know, how could anybody do that, blah, blah, blah. You know, guys hung on and had a pretty respectable career and you remember his early days in San Francisco, coordinator change after coordinator change after coordinator change. Andy Reid, Jim Harbaugh really kind of got him fixed. Okay, and then, of course, he lost the job to Kaepernick with the concussion and so on. He winds up with Andy Reid, furthers his career. He's actually been a very, very nice story. I'd like to see that story continue and so on. I mean, teams are always looking for veteran quarterback help. Hopefully he's able to get back on the field. But I totally agree with you. I mean, as far as the Redskins go, they're hoping they have their guy in the future, and they're hoping Case Keenum can help him through some of the rough spots this year.
We are talking to Russell Baxter, ProFootballGuru.com, at Bax Football Guru on Twitter. Russell, okay, so the NFL comes out with this, all right, 18-game schedule, but hey, players, you only got to play 16. So everybody's going to play 16, and you sit down, too, but we're going to have an 18-game schedule, and that's what we're proposing to you. What do you think? If you're sitting there and you're the head of the NFLPA, what do you think?
I don't get it. If you're having an 18-game schedule, then you play 18 games, okay? And here's what I'll just say this, and I've had a lot of thoughts about this, which I haven't put down in print yet because I want to make sure I say it all the right way. But there are other leagues, including the USFL, that used to have an 18-game season, okay? The NFL, for years, has had a 20-game block. Does anybody remember? I'm sure a ton of people do. 14 regular season games, 6 preseason.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if you were the defending Super Bowl champion, you played a 7th preseason
yep.
game.
Yep.
You played the college All-Stars, which they finally did away with the game when it poured one night in 1976 at Soldier Field. In 78, they went to 16-4. This is just how I would do it, okay? And no one's calling me. Listen, with all the mini camps, the OTAs, training camp has almost become, to a degree, obsolete in the fact that you have limited contact to begin yeah. with. Okay? Here's what also I've seen the last couple of years, Terry. Remember the third game was the dress rehearsal?
Yeah.
The third preseason game?
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing a lot of understudies. I don't know about you the last 2 years.
Well, Russell, the Rams didn't use any of their regulars pretty mm-hmm. much in the preseason.
Right, exactly. So my thought would be you play 2 preseason games with a little more urgency, okay, where you play your starters a half, maybe 3 quarters. You have a little momentum going into the season. I think the football suffers the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season, Terry, because – the way the preseason is structured. You're either not playing anybody in the third, and you're certainly not playing anybody in the fourth. And then you take a little time out. Football is a game of rhythm, teammates, rhythm, et cetera, et cetera. Expand the rosters, 18 regular season games. And here's how I would do that, by the way, if you're a scout. So say you're the first place team. We already know how the system works in terms of the rotation. Where do the extra 2 games come from? You do a home and home. If you're the first place team, let's just say it was this year. Let's just say, and I'm just throwing this out here to make it simple, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's say you're the New England Patriots, and you're getting ready to play the entire AFC North, okay? And you're going to play the entire NFC East, and you're going to play your 6 divisional games. There's your 16, okay? Mm-hmm. Where do the other 2 come from? You do a home-and-home with Houston. You do a home-and-home with Kansas City. There's your 18.
Done. Look at you. Done. They should call you. I made you the head of the NFLPA, so you got juice.
Backs football guru / NFLPA. Is that next?
That's next. Russell Baxter.
I think people would love to see the first place teams do a home and home. If you're going to add 2 games, I think that didn't make the most sense.
Absolutely. I mean, those are games. Those are high-level games against talented teams who have – our past division title, best division title. I think it's a great idea because if you're going to go 18, that's the way you do it. Russell Baxter, ProFootballGuru.com. My friend, we could do this for hours. We're going to get you back in here soon, okay?
All right, I'll talk to you in 10 minutes.
All right, we'll call you back in 10. See you, Russell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.